program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School in La Mirada, and we're glad you've joined us here today at Solid Ground. And all this week, Pastor Brian Parrish is going verse by verse through Joshua chapter 3, focusing on verses 6 and 7 in a message entitled, The Man God Uses. So let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
So it starts with the Lord in His heart, what He wants to do through your life. It doesn't start with your heart. Again, you don't volunteer, you don't appoint yourself, you don't fill out a resume, an application. God hand selects and says, you're the one that I want for this task. And I see this very clearly in Matthew chapter 9. Look at verse 35. It says, and Jesus went out all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. So it says Jesus went about teaching, preaching, and healing. And the reason he did that is found in verse 36, because he was moved with compassion. As he looked at the people, he saw them as a sheep without a shepherd. No one to tend for them, no one to care for them. And bruised and battered and wandering astray. And the Lord didn't want that for his people, so out of compassion, he healed, he taught, and he preached. That's the motivation that drove Jesus to minister to such people, even at the risk of his own life, the threat of his own life, the threat of bodily harm, and went literally from place to place, from village to village, and ministered to multitudes of people. Why? Because of his compassion. God hasn't changed, and he still has that same compassion for people today. As he looks out over the world, he sees hurting people, people that are like sheep without a shepherd, and he wants to send people to minister to them. Now, this word compassion is interesting. We say, well, I love that person with all my heart, or I was moved in my heart to help this person. And literally, that's not really what happens. The Greek language is a little more graphic, and the word compassion is from the Greek term splanchnon, which literally means the intestines or the bowels. And, you know, when you are upset about someone, where do you feel it? You feel it in your gut, don't you? And that's where the term compassion comes from. Jesus felt something in his gut. He felt sorry, pity for people, and that moved him to bring the power of God into that situation through teaching, preaching, and healing all kinds of diseases. Now, that's what motivated Jesus. Now, he wants the same thing to motivate now the ones that he uses to go and to minister to people. He doesn't want it to be a job or a task. He wants people to have the same sort of compassion that he had upon the people. He wants now us to be driven by compassion in our ministry to people. Again, not just doing a job or volunteering for some service, but we really care. We see people as sheep without a shepherd that need help, and we want to tend them. We want to minister to them out of compassion. So here's what the Lord says in verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So he says, there's a lot of people that are hurting. There's a lot of people that are like sheep without a shepherd. There's a great harvest, but there's not enough workers. Now our mind says, okay, then send all those people out. You think that'd be the next thing that he said? Now get out there and take care of them. That's not the way the Lord raises up workers. The Lord told us, here's how you raise up workers, to go out and minister in compassion. Verse 38, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Because there's such a great need in our world and in the body of Christ for people to be taken care of, the Lord says pray to him and he will send people out. Because remember, what I said is ministry originates in heaven. The Lord is the one that has compassion upon the people, and now he's looking for vessels that he could flow through and he could commission and send out with the same sort of compassion. What he's going to do is he's going to sow into your heart and into your life a desire, we call it a burden, for a particular area of ministry or particular people. And that comes from heaven. It doesn't come from you. It doesn't start with your heart. It starts with the heart of God. He wants to reach people, and then he dumps it into your heart. Then you feel compelled to go out and to touch people's lives in these areas. And that's what happens. The Lord then sends you out. And it's interesting also, this word send literally means to thrust or to throw or to hurl. And so what happens is the Lord says, you pray and I will compel them, I'll throw them into this area of ministry and they'll be driven by my compassion, by my spirit, and they will go and minister in my strength and power and compassion for people. That's ministry. Ministry isn't, well, I'd kind of like to do this, and I'd kind of like to do that. No thought of it coming down from heaven, being birthed in your heart by God and you being driven to do that work. That's the Lord raising people up. Now, All I could say for myself, here's how it worked in my life. I knew when I was a teenager that I had a sense of God trying to get a hold of my life. And during those high school years, I said, no, I want to have my own fun. I want to do my own thing. And when I get old, you know, like 20, then I'll get serious about the things of the Lord. So I knew a sense of God calling me, but I didn't want to. And at 20 years old, 19, 20 years old, that's when I received the Lord. And as soon as I committed my life to Jesus Christ, I had a sense that I needed to be involved in God's work. So when I responded by receiving Christ, I also responded to the call of God in my life. And I know I didn't create that. I was, it's like I've been thrown out into this harvest field. And I was burdened beyond measure to see people grow in the things of God. I didn't know what to do with it at the beginning. I just knew it came from God. And you know what? I don't have to think about that calling. I don't have to think about that burden or desire. It's just there constantly. I don't create it. I don't stir it up. It's there. It's something that God gives. And I can't do anything but do what I'm doing right now. I can't just say, well, I'll just walk away from this someday and kind of do this other job on the side. This is what I'm created to do. I can't but do this. This is the calling of God. And the only way I can describe it, it's like you, if you have children. You don't wake up from morning to morning and say, okay, I'm a parent. I got to love my children. I got to think about them. I got to pray for them. You just kind of wake up with that love for them, don't you? And a concern, whether they're grown and out of the house or they're young and in the house. You are a parent. You carry that with you wherever you go. That's the same thing with ministry. God births it into you and gives you love and compassion that you must do this. You must take care of this situation. Again, it comes from heaven. God puts it into your heart, and then you feel compelled. You feel thrusted out into that area. That's when you know the Lord's leading you. And it's something you can't walk away from, no matter how difficult it may get. I think of Jeremiah the prophet. Remember what he said? He says, that's it, Lord. I'm not speaking anymore in your name, because it says he was preaching to people and they were stiff-necked. They wouldn't listen to him. And he says, that's it. I give up. I quit. I'm not speaking anymore in your name. But he says, but I couldn't, because your word was like a fire in my bones. It was burning in me. And says, and I got tired of trying to resist, and I couldn't hold it back any longer. That's that burden or calling of God that he places in your hearts. And again, it starts from heaven. God says, this area of the church needs to be strengthened. And then he starts putting that into your life. And then you feel compelled to take care of that area. That's when you know it's the Lord raising you up. And you not appointing yourself or seeking some position for your own glory. But you're just burdened. This you say, this must take place. Look also with me at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And you'll see Paul communicating something to this effect. You know, I'd say if you could get involved in ministry and quit it the next week without any second thought, something's not right there. That's not the way the Lord works. God gives you a burden, and you just kind of hang in there and keep doing that work, and God just seems to continue to fill the fires of your heart for that task. Does it get hard, and do you want to quit sometimes? Absolutely. But if you just walk away from it, no, whatever, something's not right there. That's not God raising someone up. If sometimes there are things you just drop, and that's okay. God leads us that way, but it's out of agony or anguish. Like, I tried, I did my best, and it just didn't happen. That's different. And you leave maybe with a sense of frustration. Oh, God, why didn't that work out? If you can just drop it without any feeling, without any emotion, without any compassion, that's not something the Holy Spirit has birthed in you. So learn from that. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, Paul says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. We're messengers that are sent out on behalf of Christ. And look what it says, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So what's happening here is, here's people that need to be saved. Here's the God of heaven that has all compassion and loves these people. So now he speaks through Paul. He sends him out as an ambassador. He's the Lord of the harvest, sending Paul out. And he says it's like Paul's, he's in between. God's pleading through his words and through his heart to have these people be reconciled to God. That is what you want to be involved with. That you have a sense that God's working through you to draw people, to strengthen people in a certain area. If it's evangelism, you have to have the sense that these people need to be saved. And this desire is not coming from me, it's coming from heaven. And God's like trying to reach through my life to touch people and draw people to himself. Or maybe with children, saying, And these children need God's word. They need to learn at a young age, and I need to give them God's word. And it's like, it's not just you trying to reach out to people, but it's God trying to reach through you to these individuals. That's when you know the power of God is working and God's raising you up in that area of ministry. And that's what you want to be involved with, because that's where God's power is going to flow and be unleashed. So God's pleading through you in this one area to be reconciled or to get right. It may be evangelism, maybe a prayer ministry, maybe working with adults, maybe working with children, maybe church planting, I don't know. But it should be something that you have a sense that God's commissioned you to this, and he's trying to work this through you into these people to bring blessing to them. So remember, it starts with the heart of God. God wants to touch people, and now he wants to reach through you and touch those individuals inside the church as well as outside the church.